die Sendung Wellenlänge. Vous écoutez la transmission Longueur d'onde. Udite la trasmissione Lunghezza d'onde. You are hearing the transmission called Wavelength.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM. And today's guest is it's a return visit by Canadian artist Bill Burns, who presently has an exhibition at the ICA. So good afternoon, Bill.
Good afternoon, William.
Now, you were on the show a couple of weeks ago when the exhibition started, and you're kind of halfway through the show now. When does it end again?
The Flora and Fauna Information Service showroom goes until February the 6th, and the bird radio and safety gear proving machine in the ICA Cafe goes until February the 15th.
Right, and bird radio, that is presently being transmitted live, I think, every morning at 11:45 until noon. Is that right?
That's right. We've been doing live on Resonance FM.
Yeah, every morning.
Every morning.
And that'll continue, hopefully, until what, about February the 15th, maybe, certainly
right.
Towards the end of the exhibition.
That's right, yes.
And that is, that's a kind of a mini radio broadcast service within the ICA.
That's right. We have a transmitter system set up at the ICA. And we're doing a live stream from there.
Yeah, and it's called bird radio because the transmitter is surrounded by bird calls. I think that you've either altered them or they're pre-existing bird calls.
They're altered ready-made bird calls. We've put pumps on them and the like, so people don't have to suck and blow on them. Because of for sanitation reasons, we don't want people sucking and blowing on bird calls at the ICA.
Uh-huh.
They have health and safety regulations there.
So how many bird calls are there?
Well, I have in my collection, I have 17, so I'm rotating them. I have about 8 or 9 up at any one time at the ICA.
And each one is a very specific species of bird, isn't it?
That's right.
I mean, I think we heard when I tuned in on Thursday. I think you were describing to somebody that there was a nightingale and a thrush and so on.
Yeah,
there was. Okay, and so in theory, anybody can go to the ICA at 11:45, and they could take part in this. They could actually manipulate the bird calls and sort of join in for 15 minutes.
Well, they could, except the ICA doesn't open until 12 noon.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, that's a slight handicap there. Yeah. Okay.
But I suppose if they talked sweetly at the door, they might be able to come
okay.
in.
So at the moment, it's just you and...
At any one time, anyone can come to the ICA and use the bird radio system.
Yeah.
Whenever they please.
Right.
At any other time.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, today we're hoping to feature your interactive phone system, the Flora and Fauna interactive phone system, which people can dial up any from any phone. Right. What is the number that they should dial?
They should dial. that you dial 0800 O Fauna O Flora, which is 0800-032-8620.
Okay.
And if no one else is on the line, then it should work.
Once you dial, William,
I think we should give it a. Why don't we give it a try right now and see how it's.
All right.
Absolutely. See how it's working.
All right. So let's go ahead with that.
Radio program. Press 1. Welcome to the interactive voice mail system of the Flora and Fauna Information Service. If you want to learn about other help impaled animals, press 1. If you want to learn about our bird radio program or about boiler suits for primates, press 2. If you want to learn about how you can help preserve threatened plants, press 3. If you would like to skip to our sales items, press 4.
Let's try how to help plants.
Advanced industrialism, climate change and war have put plant life at risk around the world. Our floral protection program has 3 options to help rebuild stocks of species at risk by sponsoring proxy floral planting. Press 1. To help rebuild stocks from seeds. Press 2. To participate in one of our other floral programs. Press 3. When coalition forces accidentally destroyed the National Farm Seed Bank at Abu Ghraib, Iraq, it was feared that the ancient history of Mesopotamian agriculture would be lost. Fortunately, the occupying government passed an order to enable corporations to fill the gap. To learn more about the new seed practices in Iraq, and what you can do to help, press 1. To help preserve plant life from other parts of Central Asia, press 2. To return to the main menu at any time, press 9. Crop failures and population declines are often unforeseen by products of war. Numerous defoliants have been used by the former Soviet Union and USA in the war zones of Central Asia. One of the most hopeful developments in recent years is seed crops, which are immune to the effects of the most virulent herbicides. To learn how to order herbicide-resistant seeds, press 1. To order heritage seeds from this area, press 2. Protected seed varieties not only resist disease, but are able to grow where Roundup and other herbicides have been used. To order instructions about how to procure a sample of herbicide-resistant grain, press 1. To learn more about how chemical technological research helps get food where it is most needed, press 2. Herbicides like Roundup reduce the need for farmers to think about weeds and plants that compete with crops. Combined with Roundup Ready seeds, worry-free farming is now virtually assured. To learn about ordering Roundup Ready seed, press 1. To return to the main menu, press 9. Pest and herbicide-resistant grains are a real boon to farming everywhere, but you must have a license to purchase them. To order instructions about how to obtain a license for £1, press 1. Our prices include shipping and handling within the UK. To order by PayPal, press 1. To order by check or money order, press 2. If you have a PayPal account, send your money to animalsafety@gmail.com with a note specifying which product or service you are ordering as well as your shipping information. To return to the main menu. Welcome to the interactive voice mail system of the Flora and Fauna Information Service. If you want to learn about how to help impaled animals, press 1. If you want to learn about our radio program or about boiler suits,
we're having a book launch for the Flora and Fauna Information Service guide, which is published by the ICA, and we're launching it on January the 30th. That's Thursday, January 30th, from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Digital Studio at the Institute of Contemporary Arts.
Yeah.
I would like to invite any listeners to come. I'll be signing our beautiful 52-page guide to the Flora and Fauna Information Service, and that's one of the reasons I
to learn about our bird radio program, press 1. to learn about boiler suites for primates.
So how many, this sort of labyrinth of options, how many options are there available on this on this interactive phone service?
I guess there must be somewhere around 150 options, so it's quite a labyrinth.
Right.
This section that we're in now is about boiler suits for primates.
Okay.
And boiler suits for primates is a kit that comprises everything that prisoners get when they arrive at the prison camp in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.
But your versions are miniature versions, aren't they? They're designed for smaller primates.
We actually have a full-size version for full-size primates in this particular case. But we also have on exhibition in the showroom at the Institute of Contemporary Arts, we have the small version as well.
Right, okay. It should be said, most of your exhibits are sort of like miniaturized versions of safety gear, aren't they? So it's like goggles for what kind of creature would wear goggles?
Well, we have goggles that are suitable for, some small primates, but mostly they'd be for rodents and some amphibians as well.
Yeah.
To learn about our bird radio program or about boiler suits. We'll go through a section of the animal program.
If you want to learn about animals living in degraded habitats, press 1. If you would like to order a kit comprising the wherewithal to help you help an animal escape from a degraded habitat, press 2. If you would like to learn about guides to help the animals, press 3. Animals living in degraded habitats often suffer the effects of chemical poisoning, loss of food, shelter, and fertility. If you want to learn about chemical ingestion and poisoning, press 1. If you want to learn about loss of food and shelter due to defoliation and shrinking forests, press 2. If you want to learn about avian fertility loss, press 3. To return to the main menu at any time, press 9. The telltale signs of fertility loss, such as thinning eggshells and deformed embryos, have shown up in the far-flung atolls of the Hawaiian archipelago. If you would like to adopt a midway albatross and do your part to help reduce the use of persistent organic pollutants, press 1. If you would like to help monitor Antarctic penguins who waddle on beaches strewn with industrial detritus, press 2.
So if people follow the instructions on this interactive phone service, you get to that point. What happens next? What can they do? Can they actually adopt an albatross?
Well, they can. They can adopt. They can get adoption papers to an albatross from the service. And
so you mail them out to these.
Okay. I post them. I should also say we have a machine that tests our safety gear as well.
Oh, yes, yes. You know, that's intriguing. I saw that. Mm-hmm. It's like a sort of pulverizing machine, a sort of miniature kind of with like mallets or hammers.
It's modeled after the kind of equipment that you see in automobile factories and the like.
And so this, you kind of feed the miniature garments go underneath the pulverizing hammer, which repeatedly slams down onto them, and establishes whether or not they're up to the job, basically.
Yes, you got it. We also have a prosthesis division.
Oh yeah,
where we provide prosthetics to animals. Maybe we can go to the sales items and see if there's some prosthetics available there.
Are we going up to the point where we might buy something?
Yes.
If you are interested in our flora and fauna information service publications, press 3. For information about our flora and fauna information service pillbox editions, press 1. For information about our poster, press 2. For information about our booklet, press 3. To return to the main menu, our flora and fauna information service booklet is a handsome guide to our free phone service, including flowcharts, pictures and texts of our interactive telephone system. To order your copy for £10, press 1.
So that's the booklet which I'm holding now, which is called A User's Guide to the Flora and Fauna Information Service Interactive Voicemail System. And this is one of a series of books. I mean, you've produced numerous sort of artist books, in fact, haven't you, which are all for sale at the ICA.
Yes, sir.
And this one is very well designed, actually. It's a very nice sort of... And you get all the sort of diagrams showing all the various options with then a text, which is the text that we're hearing, actually, on the phone at the moment.
That's right, yeah. You get everything, and you get a guide to how to interact with the service.
Right.
And so because of its labyrinthine nature, it's quite a useful guide to have.
Yeah.
And in fact... at the launch that we're having
next Thursday,
January 30th, at the ICA.
What time?
From 6 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Yeah.
In the digital studio. We will be selling that guide, which is on for £10 on our system. We will be selling that guide for £8.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. And it'll be signed?
Yes, it'll be signed. And I'll be signing my guide to bird radio as well.
Right.
And the bird radio is also a handsome 52-page edition.
Yeah.
Which explains how to use bird radio.
Yeah.
Sleeping mat, a copy of the Quran, waste and water buckets, as well as many extras, and is priced at £3,000. To order, press 1. Welcome to the interactive voicemail system of the Flora and Fauna Information Service. If you want to learn about how to help impaired animals, press 1. If you want to learn about our bird radio program press 1. To learn about boiler suites for primates, press 2. To skip to a list of our products, press 3. Our boiler suits for primates kit includes the wherewithal that prisoners receive when they arrive at Camp X-ray at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Our kit comes in two sizes, very small or regular. For very small, press 1. For regular, press 2. Welcome to the interactive voice mail system of the Flora and Fauna Information Service. If you want to learn about how to help imperiled animals, press 1. If you want to learn about our bird radio probe, if you want to learn about animals living in degraded habitats,
so you're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM, and today's guest is Bill Burns, Canadian artist, who is presently exhibiting at the ICA. You can tune in to a daily live broadcast from the ICA from 11:45 until 12 noon, and that is bird radio. And at the moment, we're listening to the Flora and Fauna Information Service Interactive Voicemail System.
Each kit contains the appropriate wherewithal to transfer an animal from a degraded habitat to a zoo, aquatic park, insectarium, or the like, without arousing suspicion from customs, wildlife, or custodial care authority.
Do you have any way of knowing how many? Perhaps you should repeat the phone number if anyone wants to dial up themselves.
Yes, I would like to welcome anyone to dial 0800 OFAUNA OFLORA at 0800-032-8620. That's 0800-032-8620. It's a free phone number sponsored by the ICA, and it will get you into our Flora and Fauna Information Service interactive voicemail service. Of course, we're on the line right now, so you'll have to write that on a post-it beside your telephone and keep that handy.
Yeah.
It will be in service for the next fortnight or so. The Flora and Fauna Information Service will also be running the showroom at the ICA in the digital studio until February the 6th, and Bird Radio and the safety gear testing machine will be in the ICA in the ICA cafe and bar until February the 15th. And
everything you will need to reschedule a prairie dog, a frog, or an ant. To place an order for a prairie dog kit, press 1. To place an order for a frog kit, press 2. To place an order for an ant kit, press 3. The prairie dog kit includes prairie camping gear, a large toaster oven for convenient and carefree client conveyance, and plenty of food and water supplies, drugs and equipment. To order your kit for £3,000 sterling, press 1.
Have you had any takers for the more expensive items? Or?
The high-end items, people are a little reluctant to buy on the telephone line. We sold a lot of hankies in the last in the last couple of days, and we also have a number of skateboards and other publications. We have art dealer's work gloves, and there we have a number of.
So these are like they're like gardening gloves with the name of an art, of a gallery dealer stitched onto the back of them.
Yes, right. On the cuff we have the names like Stephen Friedman. We have a number of critics as well, like for instance Jerome Son, Matthew Higgs gloves, and they're very. They tend to be very big sellers, especially at art fairs and the like, and. But the hankies are really our bread and butter industry, and I must—I'm very pleased that we're currently.
And people order those via this phone system,
right? People can order them through the phone system, or they can go directly to the ICA bookshop and buy them.
Press 1 if you want to learn about our bird radio program or about boiler suits for primates. To learn about our bird radio program, press 1. To learn about boiler suites for primates. Our bird radio system allows users to transmit and listen to the songs of birds. It includes a transmitter, heat sink, timer switch, microphone, a collection of 10 bird calls, and an operator's manual. To order the complete system for £6,000 sterling, press 1. Our prices include shipping and handling within the UK. To order by PayPal, press 1. To order by check or money order, please make your check or money order out to Bill Burns and address it to Bill Burns, Flora and Fauna Information Service, care of Institute of Contemporary Arts, The Mall, London, SW1E5AH, England. Don't forget to include the note with your product information and shipping address. Welcome to the interactive voice mail system of the Flora and Fauna Information Service. If you want,
I should also say that there's a number of free options on the telephone service that we haven't played yet today, but we may get to them if we have time. But in case we don't, there's some of the free options are listening to the sounds of different kinds of birds, the sounds of frolicking penguins, for instance. And
you hear them on the phone.
Yeah, you can hear them absolutely free of charge.
Can we get to one of those, or is that too? Do you have to work your way through the system? So
you kind of have to work your way through the system, but I'm going to try and get there.
Okay, let's see if we can get to a frolicking penguin.
The Flora and Fauna Information Service now has the following 3 guides available to help you help animals escape from degraded habitats. Safety gear for small animals, how to help animals escape from degraded habitats, and 12 steps to underwriting your life insurance, will, or any weedies, so that you can help animals escape from degraded habitats.
You're going to have to consult with the guidebook to work out how the... How we get to the penguins.
Other animal welfare guides, press 2. To return to the main menu at any time, press 9. Many other guides to animals are available from parks, zoos, public libraries, and museums. You cannot count on them for specifics on how to help impaled animals relocate, but they can be useful in identifying tracks, scat, mating calls and bird songs, as well as providing information on diet, provenance and behavior. If you would like to obtain guides from zoos and parks, press 1. If you would like to obtain guides from libraries and museums, press 2. To obtain guides to animals, their music,
I think it might take quite a while to get there. So, anyway, thank you very much to Bill Burns for coming along today on Wavelength. And I think I'm going to play out with a track by Ivor Cutler called The Boo Boo Bird, which dates from 1959.
Thanks very much, William, and please let your listeners know that we have a show on at the ICA for the Flora and Fauna Information Service. Thanks very much.
That's okay. Okay, Bill. Oh, and by the way, people can hear the bird radio at 11:45 every morning on Resonance 104.4 FM.
Guides to animals, their music, tracks, scat and coloration from lending libraries, simply bother them
let
like any
other
citizen.
You know. To the most fabulous island in the world, my island, the island of Yehoop. Yehoop has many glories. Perhaps the greatest of them all is the boo-boo bird, and I'm going to sing you a song about this boo-boo bird. In order to create the correct atmosphere, I'm going to play a little on a primitive bamboo flute, both before and after the song. The music I will play will be primitive too. I know that this bamboo flute is primitive because I made it myself using very primitive means. Boo boo bird.
I'm invisible, and when all the people see me high in the sky, the boo-boo bird, they say, is on his way. How do they know that I'm the boo-boo bird?
I'll tell you how.
I go boo-boo. I go boo-boo. People are glad to see me come. They say I am a bird of good omen. I am a boo-boo bird. I go